Here's one of those Mishnayos that's pasha to me.
You're going,
I want to keep going with that. This is one of those Mishnayos that's pasha to me. You have to read the Chazal, you have to see that they're talking, there's an oimek to Chazal, they're trying to say a message. We can't just read the words in the case they're talking about. They make, many times Chazal give one case as a mashal in order that we understand the etzem. The message, I believe, I've been tracking on this mission for a couple of days now. And I believe the message is a pashut message. Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy Omer. Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy says, Haneir Balayla. One who stays up at night. Yes. I'm sorry. So Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy Omer, I spoke on the last mission on Shabbos. So Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy says, Haneir Balayla. One who stays up at night. V'amahalach b'derech yichidi. And somebody's traveling alone on the road, va'mifan libatala, is not three things. It means one who's staying up alayla, and is mahalach baderech alone, u'mifan libatala. Some even goyers, even if you're not goyers, they learn the pshat. They're trying to learn pshat that way. If a guy is up at night, he's walking baderech yichidi, and mifan libatala, and he puts his heart on nothingness, He's mevatel. He doesn't think about Torah topics. Harizem is chayiv b'nashe, is chayiv misa. The simple pirush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah uses a mashal of somebody who's up at night with no distractions. He's sitting there at night with no distractions. Mahalach b'derech yichidi. He has no distractions, and he doesn't seize the moment. He's mefan alibul v'atalei. Is meschayiv b'nashe. Is the pirush of this Mishnah. The oimek of the Mishnah is to seize opportunities. The Mishnah is saying that his mischayim b'nafsho cost to him who seizes opportunities, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives more opportunities. To him who doesn't seize opportunities, the Rebbeinu Shalom chas v'shalom stops giving a person opportunities. The sight of the Mishnah, more than the words, the sight of the Mishnah gives cases, punk cases where the yichayos to learn is great. But the pirush of the Mishnah, when Chazal, Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy, what Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted us to walk away from such a Mishnah, is to seize opportunities. That one who doesn't chaperein, if he's in Eretz Yisrael and doesn't chaperein that, if whatever opportunities are in the hands of a person, if a person doesn't chaperein, he doesn't take advantage, life is a series of opportunities. Each matziv, somebody's in yeshiva, somebody's got opportunity to shteig. If a person doesn't seize that opportunity, the Rebbeinu Shem won't hand them the same number of opportunities. And a person who does seize their opportunities, fakeris gives life. If it's mischayi b'nafshoi, one who doesn't chaparayin, it's the one who chaps around the Rebbeinu Shem gives them more opportunities. It's a mardik of musr, chaparayin. If somebody's neir balayla, the layla represents his man, they know he kufim to learning. Somebody is sitting and doesn't have a mishpacha yet. He doesn't have a mishpacha. And avad is always excuses even by Laila. Everybody always says, but my matzah is not the Laila. Laila is the pirish that's a perfect man to learn. No distractions, no business. It's Laila. Mahalach b'derech yichidi. He's walking alone, there are no distractions. So he should seize the moment. Nervous, what's the pshat? We always tell ourselves, but there's this distraction, there's that. Bachram, the most nervous thing, I get nervous about because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael where there's no distractions. There are no distractions here, there are no distractions there. Each moment the person's in is a rizik opportunity of Aliyah. Our terrorist mission, as we view it always, is not the Laila. It's not night, it's not perfect. I have this mafriya, that mafriya. We have to stop looking at mafriyim. And to realize the opportunity, we're going to look back in years, it's Tvarim Shutim years from now, we're going to look back to the years when yeshiva. There was Zaycheh to sit in yeshiva, unkindigus. It's clear by me, my kids are teenagers. I'm going to look back, those years they were little kids, what were the big worries already? Okay, you know, they're sitting, they make kinderspiel, little kids trouble, as us. Each mass, we have to start, instead of training ourselves to see the mafriyim, to see the ikuvim, a guy is a chassan, he says, oh, it's so shmerdal, it's the best tkuf in his life to learn a guy is a chassan. No daigas, no worries. When a guy is a bacher, it's a rizgas man to learn. And instead of thinking of the Mafriyim and focusing on all those distractions, we should train ourselves to see the potential, the possibility. We should seize the moment, to see the opportunity that's in this moment. I think back to the years I sat by Rabbi Per. I think back, I was sitting by Rabbi Per, and I could have easily had much more shaychas. I had a shaychas. I could have had more. I could have spoken more to him. I could have been yoinik more from his musar. I sat by Rabbi Bluestein. I could have been yoinik from him more. But it's easy afterwards to be mischaret. We should be mechazik in our lives. It says, Rishoyim chazal say, Malayim charat, that's always regretting. Not to look back. B'shas ma'isa, to learn to seize every opportunity, to squeeze each opportunity. Every Swiss prayed, I think to myself, depending if it's a bach who wasn't yoinik from a place, you think nebuch. Here the person's giving up an opportunity, a certain kuf is over, and they didn't squeeze it. A bach did chaparayin, squeezed it, and got shaychas to people that he should. When Daniel was talking about getting a shaychas to Reikestenbaum, somebody who knows a lot of shas, a person who's oisgar in Musar, to seize opportunities, to chaparayin. Bachamir Lernberg, a fishman, a Rizgatam Chacham, to chaparayin. You can grow from each matziv, each position in life. The dating tekufa's grad, the very yishuv they get tekufa. The guy's not married, he's going out, it's pas besaloi, taiv is a less. Rather, dating period, some of the Bachamir dating, it's a rizik tkufa in life. It's a certain past pasalei, taiva's less and klar like that. Marriage also is a past pasalei. Marriage has kindalach and has its tirdus. Each tkufa to look at the mailus of the tkufa, to look at why it's laila. Remember to look at it, to see it as a laila taka, to see each time each tkufa in his life as a laila, to see each tkufa in his life as derech yichidi. And to seize those moments, that's what Chanina ben Chachinoy is trying to pressure us. He picks, as two examples, Neir Balayla. Somebody's up at night, there's no mafriyim, he's mahalak derech yichidi. But the main message is Mishnah Chaparai. But there's another message in the Mishnah also that I want to speak on. The other message, Ichshem's up to speak on it, because I'm embarrassed to speak about it. Was many things I speak about I'm not doing, but here I don't have shaychus to this. So Hashem's to speak about it. My only encouraging thing is when I do learn Avos V'Toylam. One of the reasons I like learning Avos V'Toylam is that it puts a mission on my mind, and I try a few minutes a day, something to have a mission floating on my mind, and I think about it. I just rethink it. I look not to say chidushim. I don't want to say a chiddush in the Mishnah. I want to capture the Mishnah. I want to hear Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy's message. What is he saying? I don't want to hear a chiddush. I don't want to hear a shtickle tayer. What's he saying? Then I try afterwards to go through Rishonim and Achrayim and to hear, was I hearing it right? Was I hearing it wrong? Here, the kashas they ask. I try. My goal is to have the Mishnah in my mind. My father told me the reason he goes through Shas. I want to say yes. And why he goes through Shas fast? What's he trying to get at? He told me he wants to think like the Gemara. He wants it in his mind. It should be in his psyche, the Gemara's thinking. He wants to put it on his mind, the Gemara's thinking. That's what he told me. So, the next message of the Mishnah, and Hashem's not to speak about it, I'm so vite from it, but it's something we should know about it, and we should strive for it. We shouldn't depress ourselves. And if you're doing a little of this, we're like a daily oilum. Kamak could be on the Moesis, just for doing a little, like we're doing something nobody in the dark, and I'm not being made. Avigdor Miller said nobody does this. And that is the Mishnah saying that Torah should be on our mind. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, one of the Gedolei Hador, was just nifter within the week. It's a shame, maybe I may say a hesped in the yeshiva on him. It's a shtickle b'zionist that we didn't have a public hesped. He was from the emistic Gedolei Hador, from the real Gedolim. Shakulai Torah, Shakua and Torah. Kulei Torah, very hailing a year. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, he was a shiva that Ber Yankov was close to Chazon Ish. The Gedolim held of him. He was a gadol's gadol, not mistake a gadol. And he wrote on himself once. He Bachram saw it. He got to Ber Yankov. He wrote himself a note and stuck it in his Gemara. So rightly or wrongly, Bachram opened the Gemara later on and read the note. And he chastised himself. He gave himself mussar. He said he had like whatever walk to yeshiva, 5 minute walk to yeshiva. He said, you didn't think of learning on the walk. And he wrote it down as a muster to himself. That he knocked himself, you didn't think of learning on the walk. He was a person, Rabbi Shmuel, this is beyond us. This is a person who grew up in a house of Gedolim, who was surrounded by Gedolim, Goyni Olam. But he, when he came to the Mir as a Bacher, they used to make Kabbalahs to Bacher. There's a Musi Yeshiva. His Kabbalah was to dedicate all his thoughts, I think he said all his thoughts and talents to the Rosh Hashanah, all his thoughts. He's a person as a Bacher, a Gadol, who dedicated all his thoughts to Hashem. I think that was the Shprach in his, He was an Adam, Emesagam Gadol, but this Nekuda, he gave himself Musa, he didn't Shracht in learning. To try, at any degree we do this, Rabbi say, this is something not to get depressed about. And this is said in the Mishnah also. Somebody is going by Derech Echidi, you have to read the Mishnah Kepshutai. A guy is walking somewhere, and he's Balayla, nobody's around. To try a little bit, think of something and learning. Think of a Tardik of thought. Not to be Mefanel even of Atala. Right from it's hard for us. But to try, put a cash on our mind, tracked off, even once, if it's not every so often, if just once a month, Chach, it could be more often. I don't know, it's hard to know, to read each person. So I speak with my, where I'm holding, to try to put something, a Mishnah, a thought, here we're learning Fakir, if it's these Mishnahs, if something's interesting to a person, to take a Mishnah, put it on his mind, track through it, even if it's a brach and davening. I tried for tkufa, it didn't last. I tried for tkufa. I had a couple of weeks, I would like to say months, but I don't think it lasted that long. Where I decided every trip into New York, I'm going to think about one bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. And just be mispoyin for 10 minutes. Just think through the bracha, no chidushim. Think of questions on the bracha. Just questions, go through Atta Chayin El Adam Das, Mulami La Enosh, what's Adam and Enosh. What's das? And we just think through it. And we think through the flow of the bracha. What am I exactly davening for? What do I want to have in mind? Basic. But to practice a little bit, it didn't last. It lasted a few weeks at maximum. And now I'm back to the Mets. But to track the vissel of this, Rabbi say, to think a little, to work on this a little bit, and we're doing, any degree we do this, we're doing better than the world. Any degree we do this, we're doing better than most people around us. Any degree, you're already halfway to being an Adam Gadol. To practice a little bit that on our mind, a kasha. One time, we're walking in Shabbat, and think of kasha. Chazer over one thought, one rayon. There's a yid I know, a very chashma tam chacham. He made fun, and this halavai would be this yid, he made fun that even the best b'nei Torah today need to walk around with the Gemara. He said, I'm all the days they live with brain, they tracked in something. So, halavai by us, we walk around the Gemara. Don't shem to walk around the Gemara. But to practice also once, we're walking to Yeshiva, tracked over a Dvar Musar, a Dvar Ashkofa, a Dvar Halacha, something, a Kashin Erchin, something I want to talk, I want to chazer over here. To practice, that's Pashup Shah in the Mishnah. You know, he said, a neighbor like guys up at night. Guys, he's alone. The mifana libel batala, and he pushes his heart, he empties it. Mifana means to empty out. He empties out his heart to the batala, to nothingness. He empties his heart, what is he tracting about? To practice a little, to get our minds to think about Dvarim Shibakusha, to think about Ruchnias, to have a Ruchnias stick of thought. Maybe you hear a tshuva. If you say, a hear a tshuva is also good. You know, I feel bad I did what's in Maisa. But seize a moment, attract a good thought. The Rebbeinu Shem sees you won't get written up about it. Nobody will know. My mother used to hang on our fridge. It's still hung till today. The worst part of being known is you can't tell anybody about it. The worst part about working with Shazach, nobody knows. It's a good zach. Hatsnei lechus Hashem lekecha. Track something. Track the machshava. Nobody will know. They'll think you're just a regular guy. But up here, you could have a whole olam, you could have a whole world. There's echet, a whole veld. One time, twice, three times, to make it a little bit of a habit, to try to get into it a little bit. Something that's a dover chash of adlamoid. There's a shamal katan tomorrow.